Good morning, Lansing. It's Saturday, and the time is 11:06. The pet experts are in the building, and it's time for the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS. Now, your hosts, Lee Cohen and Rick Pruse.
Welcome, pet keepers, to this week's Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show. I'm your host, Lee Cohen, here with my co-host, Rick Pruse, from Pruse Pets in Old Town in Lansing. Welcome back to the studio, Rick.
Good morning, Lee. It's another great Pet Saturday.
Oh, it always is. You know how much I love talking pets with you. And boy, we've got a full plate this week. It's a wonderful week because there's a lot going on in the Mid-Michigan pet community.
Well, Lee, give us a little highlight.
Well, first of all, there is a fundraiser going on for Ingham County Animal Control, and I would just encourage all of you who understand just how important a mission that they serve and how difficult it is in these tough times where funding is being cut, they can use all the help they can get. So anything we can do to help them, they're on our side.
Any details on the fundraiser?
It's taking place on Saturday. There is a silent auction. And for details, I would just encourage people to go to the Lansing State Journal. They did a very good story about it, and you can read about the specific details or contact the Ingham County Animal Control.
Cool.
There's great people over there. Jamie Lampman does a great job for the community, and we need to help them with what they're attempting to do.
Excellent. Excellent.
Also this weekend at the MSU Pavilion is the Ingham County Kennel Club Dog Show. And that's a very big event, and that's where we're going to go with the show today. As a matter of fact, we're going to talk during the show with the folks from the Ingham County Kennel Club. The cluster chair, Vicki Bovee, is going to be in the studio to talk about what goes on with this kind of show and what people can expect if they go there.
And to color comment a little bit further, we have actually a judge. A judge that normally would judge a show like this.
Yeah, and that's going to be great, too. We've got Sue Sellers-Rose coming into the studio as well to talk about what goes into judging. And frankly, Rick, it's funny because everybody loves their animal. And I've got to imagine that being a judge and really being able to look at these animals critically just takes an enormous amount of knowledge and passion that goes into it, and that's what we're going to get a chance to really understand.
And they also have the obedience trial, and they also have rally trial. I'd be very curious to learn more about that as well.
Yeah, there's a lot of interesting events that people are going to get a chance to see, and it gives people the chance to really talk with the folks at the show to understand the different breeds, to understand what goes into the breeding of these different groups, what their functionality is, and how to be a good pet keeper, because that's an important part of taking on an animal is understanding in advance what you're getting into for the duration.
And the number of breeds of dogs, I'm just looking right here at the program, it just is endless. I mean, you got some of the names I can't even, you know, you got some that you, but you got your greater Swiss mountain dogs, you got greyhounds, you got Harry's, Havanas, some of these names I can't pronounce, so I'm not going to try, but Japanese Chin, it just is endless and endless and endless.
Well, and you know which breed I'm going to be cheering for at the show, because I've already given up that I'm completely biased for the Australian Shepherds. And Rick, in the last segment, we're going to not just remember, but really help an organization adopt a pet, because it's great to have all these breeder dogs out there. But you know, there's a lot of dogs that are both breeder and rescue dogs that end up in these shelters, and they need a good home too.
Sure. And anything you can do, the listening public, to be a responsible dog owner, the best thing you can do is learn about the breed that you're thinking about adopting or thinking about purchasing or thinking about really getting involved with.
Right. Well, it's an important thing to do. So that's what we've got on our plate today here on the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on 1320 WILS, 1320WILS.com. I remember.